You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another heavy set podcast of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. This is episode 730. Thank you for hanging out with us today. What does heavy set podcast mean?
We're talking about heavy, big drones.
All right.
So
I thought
so. Heavy set podcast.
Wanted to make sure.
Well, actually, I was talking about the size of my belly, which is also heavy set.
Yeah.
Hope Tom gets a kick out of that one. Anyway, we are excited today. We're going to be talking about what if a drone is over 55 pounds? What should you do to fly that thing commercially? It'll be a quick show as the answer is pretty simple. But we will be going over that today. Big special thank you to our friends, colleagues, members, and students of the Drone U community. If you want to become a member of the Drone U and get access to over 27 classes, resources, and so much more, you've got to become a member. Just go to thedroneu.com, where you will have constant access to a community who can not only answer your questions, but you'll also have constant access to continually learn and better your skills, or as I say, elevate your experience. Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, let's hear this question so we can burn through this show.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Cam from New Jersey. I had a question about UAVs above 55 pounds. At this point, I don't see anything that there's a certification or anything like that you can get to fly them when they're above 55 pounds. But say you're an engineer and you're working on patents or you're working on designs for various SAR systems and whatnot, maybe rescue over water, and your all up weight ends up being over 55 pounds. I guess technically your part 107 doesn't really cover you if you start flying things with an all up weight over 55 pounds. Is there any talk of a certification for flying UASs above 55 pounds? Is there anything that covers you now that I don't know about? I'm just wondering. Thanks.
All right, Ken. Thanks again for your question. Thank you for all the questions you send in. Really do appreciate it. All good, thoughtful questions. Not a lot of people are out there flying drones over 55 pounds, I would imagine. Those that are probably know exactly what they need to do. At least I would hope so, because those
like
are going to be some big birds. Yeah, like an Intel.
Like an Intel taxi drone that they showed at CES.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was their opening.
Would you ride in it? Did
no.
somebody ride in it?
No way. No, what? No one rode in it.
All right.
No, I would not do that.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I wouldn't either. I think that's crazy. I'm not an early adopter with something that's going to potentially take my life. Call me crazy.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh. It's going to get deep.
We're in the day and age of horses and carriages, walking and jogging. If you're lucky, maybe a bicycle. And the first vehicle rolls around. Are you going to get in it and drive it?
Yeah.
Hindsight's 20/20, though.
I know. I agree. But you're on the ground, and you're going about 3 miles an hour. They didn't go very fast, right? I mean, so even if they bumped into each other, you might bruise your knee. I mean, I think you could probably discern these kinds of things at the time.
So are you saying that these Intel drones should fly 5 feet over the ground and go 10 miles an hour?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that those were the circumstances for the picture that you just painted. It was very different in terms of the actual risk associated. Now, I understand perception. Wow. You know, I'm pretending like I was there. And so you're right. Hindsight's 20/20. Maybe I would have felt a lot different if I was actually there. I'm sure I would have felt different. It's just to what extent. Now, getting in something that is supposed to fly, and by the way, it's autonomous, right? I mean, you're not
correct.
Even actually flying it.
That is correct.
So you're relying on the computer to do whatever it's supposed to do to get you to wherever you need to go safely, and you're relying on batteries that, well, we all know how long those seem to last, and maybe they're different batteries in that particular bird, but nonetheless.
Number of cycles is
always
important.
What if I've got to go 40 minutes and it says, you have 50 minutes on this battery, and then it actually ends up being 38 minutes on that battery?
That's possible.
There's just so many different issues with doing something like this.
So that long rambling statement, are you getting in the drone or not?
I already said no.
Okay.
I thought we opened with that.
Okay. Well, just clarifying. Well, anyway.
And of all the people to accuse someone of rambling.
What are you trying to say here, Rob? Anyway, well, let's get to today's question, because obviously we know that Rob won't be in any drones that are flying that are over 55 pounds.
Well, not yet. I mean, we got to see what happens. But anyways, we already listened to the question. So what does the FAA say about...
We did?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not in the game right now. I'm so sorry. Okay, so if you are trying to fly a drone that's more than 55 pounds, Part 107 is only applicable to unmanned aircraft that weigh less than 55 pounds at takeoff. That includes all attached things, cameras, gimbals, everything, the battery, everything that you would need to take off and fly. If you want to fly a drone that's over 55 pounds, operators will have to use the existing Section 333 exemption process. But I also believe you may have to get the aircraft certified as well. Normally with manned aircraft, you need a, I'm losing my mind here. You need an aircraft certification, unless it's an experimental aircraft. So I'm not sure if you would need a certification. My hunch says you would. Again, I think this is something that would be really helpful to reach out to your local physio if you want to fly a drone that's over 55 pounds. Hmm. My question, though, is if you are flying a drone that is over 55 pounds, what are you flying? You know, yeah. I know some people have said, oh, well, you could fly dual red cameras. That would be sick. That would be sick, but that'd be like a team of five people
and how
flying
much money?
One drone.
We're talking a couple hundred grand for something
probably
like that.
Probably like $250,000.
Yeah. Well, more power to you.
Yeah.
If you're doing that.
Yeah.
You're probably putting together your own feature films at that point. So, question for you. So, prior to 107, there was the whole debate about Section 333 and whether or not it was actually necessary and applicable right to a pilot. It's funny, that debate just kind of vanished. Oof.
Bye-bye.
Went away. When 107 came, but it seems like, not that I'm trying to poke the hornet's nest here, but I don't know what changed relative to the 333's applicability. Did something change, is what I'm asking?
Supposedly, they're only applicable to drones that weigh 55 pounds or more. In November of 2016, the FAA removed the MPTOMs. So if you are flying drones for videography under the 333 process using the MPTOM, that kind of was negated in November of last year.
Hmm.
Last year, 2 years ago, now that I think about it. Wow, it's 2 years. The 333 is not really, I mean, you know, the FAA has kind of pushed everyone away from the 333s unless it is specific to drones over 55 pounds.
Right.
Because there is now like a process to go through with Part 107. Like there's a system, and we all know that the FAA was completely overburdened with 333s. I mean, you remember our 323, they were like, are you sure you want to still do this? Because Part 107 is on the horizon, like blah, blah, blah. You remember all that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So, anyway, yeah.
Okay, so even back then, you would have agreed that a 333 was necessary if your drone was over 55 pounds.
Yes.
Okay. That's really the point that is important to my question. So
you're asking, is a 333 still valid if your drone is over 55 pounds?
Yeah, so all of the debate back in the day before 107 was for drones under 55 pounds as right. to whether or not you needed a 333 to fly commercially.
Yes.
All right, cool.
All right.
Apparently I'm making Paul tired.
Oh yeah. Anyway, that is going to do it for us today on this super simple question here for Ask Drone You. If you have a difficult question, one focused around business, mapping, industry specific questions, augmenting your existing business, then please let us hear your questions. Just go to askdroneyou.com. And upload your question. I would love to hear some accents. Make it fun. Making things fun is definitely a better way to do everything. So, yes. But anyway, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.